This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and what I love about my job is that sometimes I get to go to events where I can meet great people. And one of those events was a taping of Small Achievable Goals with Jennifer Whalen and Meredith McNeil. And when I was there hanging out at the three-tiered cupcake stand, that was awesome, I met our next guest. I'm so delighted today to be joined by Tracy Lynn, a seasoned broadcaster, multimedia personality, entrepreneur, and host of Hot Country Mornings with Tracy Lynn on FM 93.9. And later on in the show, we welcome back the incredibly talented singer-songwriter and performer, Maya Gamzu, to sing us out of the show with her newest single, Torn. So Tracy Lynn is one of Canada's most recognizable voices in country radio, known for her energy, quick wit, and deep connection to the country music community. As the host of Hot Country Mornings and the Hot Country Countdown, she's built a reputation for delivering personality-driven radio that's both engaging and authentic, keeping listeners tuned in day after day. Her work has played a key role in the continued growth and success of the Hot Country brand all across Ontario through consistent audience engagement, strong community presence, and a very clear, relatable on-air identity. Tracy Lynn has really helped shape the station into a trusted destination for country music fans. Her contributions have supported Hot Country 93.9, earning 3 Medium Market Ontario Country Radio Station of the Year wins, reinforcing its position as a leader in Ontario's competitive radio landscape. Hot Country 88.5 was also recognized amongst the top 5 for medium market stations in Ontario radio. She's also something else very interesting that I really picked up on, which is she is a strong supporter of emerging talent. Tracy Lynn is the driving force behind the Breakout Artist feature, a platform dedicated to highlighting and supporting independent country artists all across Ontario and Canada. Through this initiative, she's helped introduce new voices to a wider audience, reinforcing her commitment to growing the next generation of country music. Recognized all across the industry, Tracy Lynn's been named a top 5 country radio personality in Canada, underscoring her impact as both a broadcaster and storyteller. Whether she's interviewing artists, sharing behind-the-scenes insights from the country music world, or delivering her signature hot takes, she brings authenticity, humor, and relatability to every moment on air. Beyond the microphone, Tracy Lynn's a passionate advocate for Canadian country music and the continued evolution of radio in Ontario. Her ability to build connections, elevate new talent, and strengthen a recognizable brand has really made her a trusted voice for listeners and a respected figure within the industry. Tracy Lynn, congratulations on all this, longest bio in the history, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Judy, for having me. One, I missed that three-tier cupcake stand that we were meeting, that we met at, and wow, it's really different being on this side of an interview. So thank you so much for everything.
I know that. I know. And I really relate to that so much. And I get you. And I know you've said you're much more comfortable asking the questions, as am I. And when I have to be the one in the hot seat, I'm kind of like, what?
I know.
It's very interesting. Tracy, you really wear a lot of hats. As mentioned off the top, you're a radio host, you're a TV host, you're a podcaster, you start your day at 5 a.m. and then you come home and you're a mom. You also do social media, PR, and marketing for companies as a side hustle. But let's start with the radio gig. The show that you host is called Hot Country Mornings with Tracy Lynn. I know there's no typical day because I know we never have one either here. But what is a typical morning in the life of Tracy Lynn?
Well, it has been the most exciting time of my life being able to host both Hot Country 93.9 and Hot Country 88.5, a syndicated morning show. As a pretty much like the only female in country music with a morning show and no co-host, which has been amazing. So my day starts with about a dozen alarms going off.
I get it.
And, you know, once I'm up, I'm up. And then, of course, you have to go through the whole routine. Let's get yourself ready. You got to put yourself together, grab as much coffee as possible, get to the studio and prep your show. And I think that's the best part about country radio is that there's not much prepping. It's just so natural because you're everybody's best friend. But what the audience doesn't realize, they're my best friend and my family too.
Lovely. Are you a singer?
No. You're I not. Like to pretend I am. In my mind, I sound great, but everybody else will be like, shut up.
And do you actually love country music? Was it always something you were attracted to?
I grew up listening to country music. It is rooted so deep in my soul as a little girl listening to it. My family listened to country music. I was exposed to that genre my whole entire life. I've never left a country vibe. I mean, I love all genres of music. I've got the rock personality. I have the country personality. I love opera and classics. But it's always been just so deeply rooted in my soul. I mean, I think Tracy Lynn should say it right there because that's the real name right there.
I love that. I love it. Do you have any favorites? Like, are there any go-tos that you just go, I love? I just saw it actually on an airplane, this really cool documentary about country artists, and it featured Reba McEntire and Taylor Swift and all of these American country artists, but it was really well done. Who are your faves?
Well, I love classic country. You can never go wrong with George Strait. You know, you got your Dolly, your Waylon.
Yes.
You know, Randy Travis, Conway Twitty. I mean, when he sings, oh, just melts my heart. I don't really have a favorite because if you listen to my playlist, it is full of old country, new country, and country's taken on so many different levels. There's pop, there's alternative. We have our local artists, you have your well-established artists. I listen to everybody.
That's awesome. That's so great. I love that. You're now leading a morning show. We just talked about this in a space where there aren't many female-led morning radio programs. And you're really the only woman who hosts this syndicated solo morning show. Like, I want to almost pause there because that's really, really cool. So I want to ask you, to what do you attribute to that? First of all, what was it like receiving that title of top five country radio personality in Canada? And to what do you attribute to the fact that you are the only woman in this role? Like, it's kind of amazing.
You know, I never realized that I was one. Like, I don't even, for country radio, being the only one in Canada. Now, there may be others that are coming along the way, which is fantastic. But being able to pave the way without even realizing it, like that wasn't the goal. But working with Evanoff Communications, they are very supportive of women on the air and off air, which is amazing because I get to wear a lot of different hats. And like I said, it's just something that happened. And then one day somebody called me and they were like, it was Dale from MDM Records. And he's like, do you know that you're the only woman in country radio in the morning? I said, well, I talked to my coffee and I laugh at my own jokes. So it honestly is an honor to be able to do that. As I said, this wasn't something that intentionally happened. It's just something that happened. And without even realizing it, I had such an amazing mentor. Barry Stewart mentored me and he really groomed me into this role. And then without realizing it, we were breaking those glass ceilings.
Wow.
And then finding out top five in Canada for the Canadian country music radio personality last year was like the icing on the cake.
Amazing.
It was beautiful.
You know, I asked you why you sing because you have a fabulous voice. And I mean, obviously, people in radio have an interesting voice, but you have a really cool timbre and tone to your voice.
Well,
I'm sure people have said that.
I sing in my car. I love singing to the Judds. Like I said, I think I sound great. Others
not
will
so
disagree.
Much. That's great. You also show up as a guest on a lot of other podcasts too. One of your main gigs these days is podcasting. Your own thing, Hot Takes with Tracy Lynn, which launched in 2026. Mm-hmm. And I actually listened to your latest episode all about mental health. And of course, June is Brain Health Awareness Month. And in it, you bring a mix of sports, country music, and real life moments from the sidelines to the spotlight. The show really is great. Can you tell us what's fun about doing the podcast Hot Takes with Tracy Lynn? And what's the show all about? And how does that sort of differ from your morning show?
It's like the after party of the morning show.
Nice.
radio has guidelines and you got to stick within these safe guidelines, which we do. We have a great time. You know, it's real, it's raw. It is 100% me. There's no, like, it's not fluff when you come on the morning show, right? I like to rise like the sun. I understand what it's like when you wake up, everybody. So like, it's not over the top. So Hot Takes with Tracy Lynn continues those conversations. It continues the talk. Then we get to bring in more sports. I love football, but obviously sports in general, country music, and we do our hard-hitting headlines. And, you know, we get to talk about all the sports, all the drama that's going on, and then obviously your headlines in country music. And then there's all that lifing in between that happens, as we all know, being a female.
Absolutely.
Not only in media, but being a woman at this stage of life is hard. So we got to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. You say there's always a story behind the score, the jersey, and the smile. What did you mean by that? And what have people taught you about what's really going on beneath the surface?
There's always a smile, but it's what's the story behind that smile.
Yeah.
And there's always a story behind the jersey. There's a story behind the number on the jersey. There's a story behind every song. And every artist is so uniquely different that I feel like when you say you're a country artist, everyone groups you into this one, oh, breakup songs. Oh, you've gone through this and you've had a hard life. Well, that's not really what country music is all about. It can be inspiring. So I love to find the story behind the song, the story behind the artist, the sports guy, you know, the hockey player, the football player.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to ask you about sports. Did you have brothers? What makes you such an expert in sports? Because I know so little about sports that I have to study the, I want to say the artist, the athlete, if I have one on.
It's a funny story how I got into sports. So, okay. I don't even know if I've even told anybody this, but I'll tell you because we're best friends now. So I was going through a divorce and I ran late for daycare once. And, you know, it was one of those mornings. My kids were really little at the time and I had crossed paths with a dad. I didn't know his name. I just called him daycare daddy to my friends. And then I started running late every day. And then I found out that he liked football. He was a football guy. So I decided, okay, I better start being my investigative self. And I figured out his team. I learned the sport. Then I actually fell in love with football. I mean, I've always loved watching it, but I took it a step further. Then I had to get a team and then I learned more. And then next thing you know, I'm talking about it and I'm teaching it to women, which was very, very inspiring. Yeah.
Okay. Give us a quick description. What do you love about football? And give us a quick how-to, like, to understand what it's all about. What is football?
You know, football is a lot of things. It's a lot of aggression. It's a lot of feelings and it's a lot of ego on that field.
Yeah.
And you always got to keep your eye on that ball. And it's a great sport to watch if maybe you've got a lot of stuff fueled inside of you, because you can yell at that guy and be like, get the ball or you know, throw the ball or whatever. And you don't realize it's actually therapeutic.
That's great.
So I like to say watching football is very therapeutic to many of us.
Interesting. I have to try that. That sounds like a very good time. I'm going to give that a go. That's amazing. Years ago, I don't know if you know this artist, Tabora Johnson once told me that in Canada, you have to be on a children's show, sing jingles, perform one-woman shows, do lots of commercials in order to make a living as a singer with the ultimate goal of making $40,000 a year as a Canadian superstar. This was many years ago. But when I read about you, Tracy, I thought about how you wear so many hats too. Is it this Tabby Johnson philosophy, or do you just love to be busy doing a lot of different things?
I love to be busy. I've been groomed to be busy. I mean, we're not all born to be multitaskers, but when you are hit with different life stuff and you find yourself having to rebuild your life.
Yes.
With kids.
Yeah.
Learn to love yourself again. Learn to actually not even love yourself again. Get to know yourself. And you have to, especially in media, and I always say this to anybody in every industry, you need to make yourself valuable.
Yeah.
You need to learn. No one's going to tell you what to do. No one taught me how to do anything except for, I'm not saying anyone at work, I've told you Barry Stewart was amazing with me, but I had to take the initiative
to
be like, okay, what's going on over here? I want to know what's going on here. I want to know what's happening over there. And why? Ask the questions.
Yes.
And then you realize, okay, I am involved in a lot of stuff, but you also have a very great team, like an amazing team that's helping you as well. But you've got to get the initiative to learn.
Yeah, you got to take the bull by the horns. I so agree with that. That's very, very true. You've also, for the last 7 years, been on television doing the CTV segment Culture Shock as a panel guest. Can you tell us what that's all about and what you love about doing that?
Oh, that was so fun. We would get on. We would be a bunch of us on the screen, and then Todd would give us a topic. And it was great to have that healthy, fun debate. Obviously, you know, not everyone's going to agree with stuff. And that was what I loved. It was good, healthy conversations. And it wasn't one of those conversations where they're all going, oh, yes, I agree. Oh, I agree. It was like a safe place to just get your opinion and your thoughts out there.
That's awesome. Did you go to journalism school or RTA radio television school? Like, where did you start getting into this industry?
I did not.
Really?
So, I got into the course as a young teenager who just recently graduated high school. I did. I got into broadcasting. I got into advertising. I even was accepted into graphic arts. I just, you know what? I wasn't ready and I didn't have the confidence and I didn't believe in myself. So
really?
I decided I'm going to take the easy way out. I am just going to be a legal administration course. I'm going to just do like an admin course because I'm good at that. So I did. And I did that for a couple of years. Then, you know, I got married. Then I had children. And when I had my son, I was like, I'm a little bored. Yeah. Like, I love my baby. I love being home. I couldn't wait to get back to work. Then I had my daughter and I was like, what can I do? And I started the mom club and starting that, I ended up getting my creativity back. I was organizing walking groups. I had chat rooms, started with social media, planning events for moms. Then I was going on TV and promoting it and doing this. And then next thing you know, it was like a snowball effect.
Somebody offered you a job.
Yes. And then I'm like, I really am good at this. But I will always preach, please go to school because you would be a lot farther along than I am at 47.
Right. Well, you're very far along, but it's interesting. It just shows you can do it any which way, but it's easier to not have to reinvent the wheel, right? It's easier just to follow the way to do it, but you still did it.
I did. There was a lot of tears, a lot of blood and sweat and just a lot of stuff that we, again, go back to. We just smile, but there's the story underneath that we don't talk about.
Of course. We all have it. Every one of us has that story. So that would be a really cool book, is what's everyone's story behind the smile? You should write it and
come back
on here and tell us about it.
I got to write it and then sing the song.
And then sing the song. Yeah. Absolutely. If I were to ask you, Tracy, what is the thing that you do that people really need that you're able to give them? I know that's deep for a Wednesday afternoon.
You know what? Compassion. A shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
I feel like I am to others as I wish I, at one point in my life, had more of. Just listening to the listeners during the morning show on both, again, 93.9 and 88.5, we cover such a great big area. And a lot of people will text in and say, thank you. You're so positive. You're not yelling at me. I feel like we're best friends. And you are just very kind. And they're like, you're just happy. And I'm like, okay, well,
I'll take it.
You're taking. I'm glad that I could be that for you. So I think, I guess it would just be, I keep things real, but it also friendship, maybe.
Yeah, nice. Those are all beautiful, beautiful things. You say, Tracy, that you're a recovering person pleaser.
People pleaser, yes.
Disease to please. I get that because I'm afflicted by that as well. How did you recover?
You never recover. You never recover from being a people pleaser. And I think a lot of it was learning that you can't please everybody. You can try and you can keep trying and trying. But the root of it was I I liked myself, but I didn't love myself. So it was easier for me to please everybody and be the person that everybody else wanted me to be than to learn who I was.
Yes.
And then I realized I love myself. Why? I'm going to be my person now, right? So I don't, you never recover, as you know. You never recover from it.
You never recover. It's a lifelong affliction.
Yeah, you just recognize it. You just recognize when you start to slip back.
You also said something that I loved, that you don't have to wear makeup all the time anymore, that that's mm-hmm. a new thing. I mean, you're gorgeous. So maybe that's part of it. You're young, you're gorgeous. You can probably get away with it. But I'm going to say something. I have to be up every Monday morning to lead a young group of female entrepreneurs in a Monday morning meditation, kind of like we did off the top, but a little longer than that.
Yeah.
And I feel compelled on Monday morning. I don't have to be there until 6:15, but I feel compelled to get up at 5:30, guzzle down the coffee and put on my makeup. Mm-hmm. So how did you get over that hurdle and become brave enough to not have to wear makeup all the time?
Again, it goes back to, I always liked myself, but I had to fall in love with myself and I had to feel confident and realize, hey, guess what? We're all aging. We all have lines on our face. We all have marks and my lips aren't perfect. And you know, I got an eyebrow that goes up too high. I mean, you can tweak yourself all you want, but you have to get to the spot where you can walk out that door with no makeup on and not care what other people say. And I think that that will give all the thanks to Pam Anderson. Pamela Anderson, kind of
like, she's doing it.
She's doing it. And at first we were like, oh my God, like we grew up.
Terrible. Like at first it was like, let's be honest. It was like, where's Pamela Anderson with that gorgeous blonde mane of hair and that, you know, and the makeup and everything, you know, but then you kind of go, wow, but she's happy and she's in love and she's doing great.
And we grew up with, you don't leave the house unless you're put together.
It's true.
You have to make sure your hair is done. You have to make sure that everything is in place and that you look.
Lipstick, all of it.
Right.
But you know what I found fast? I know it sounds a lot of work. What I found so interesting is Rosie O'Donnell, who has always been a feminist and has said no makeup, no nothing. She let her hair go gray. She did this, she did that, no makeup. And then suddenly she appears. I think it was at the Tonys the other night. She was at a big gala event and she had a facelift and she was had full on makeup, hair done. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I thought she looked great. So what do you think about that? Like she kind of just said, forget it. I don't know what motivated her suddenly to do it.
You know, it's the person, whatever fills your tank, whatever's going to make you feel good about yourself. If it's tweaking, then do it. If it's a full on facelift, do it. But you can't hide behind the makeup all the time. And I understand what you're saying, especially because radio is more visual now. And there's days where I don't want to put makeup on. And I put on my mascara, maybe some lip gloss, and then out the door I go. But if I have interviews, I always have to, you know, look somewhat put together.
Of course.
But I think it just, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you love yourself a little bit more, I mean, go ahead and do it.
It's true.
A lot of people say that they don't feel sexy or pretty without makeup. So,
you know,
wear the makeup.
On this station, Marilyn Lightstonia, who's a brilliant actress, podcaster, radio voice, everything, like she's an amazing person. And she said during COVID, even if she didn't have an interview or a gig, she put makeup on every day for herself. Because she wanted to look in the mirror and feel good about herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I thought
that was really cool. I love that. So you also founded the Pigskin Lipstick blog in 2012. And by the way, my producer just told me that it's called Pigskin because that's the material that the football is made of. And of course, this was the blog that started it all, where you started teaching women more about football and sports. Before you tell us all about it, we're going to go on a short commercial break. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I'm here with Tracy Lynn from Hot Country Mornings. And Tracy, can you tell us more about Pigskin Lipstick, the blog that started it all?
Well, again, when I was younger, I went through a lot of stuff. That's when I started to realize that I have a love for sports. So I started blogging. And then I would reach out to athletes. I would reach out to people who were in the sports industry. And I always loved to write. And I wanted to be creative. And because the jobs weren't there for me, I was more like, my mind frame was, I'm going to create a job for me. And it may not be today, but I'm going to do it now because long term, it's going to pay off.
That's so cool.
I didn't write for a magazine. I always thought I was going to work for a magazine. So I started Pigskin Lipstick and started blogging about sports.
I love that. I love it. Okay. Give me a lowdown on hockey. What's hockey all about? What do you like about hockey?
I think it's the aggression.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It's exciting. It gets your energy going. Yeah. I'll go back to sports as like therapy. You watch it. Plus, it's also a great bonding moment with your guy or your partner if they're a big sports person. Yes. I mean, everybody in the room, they're watching the big game. And if you're not into it, you're kind of just like, oh, I'm bored. Well, there's no need to be bored. Get into it and learn it. And it's great for put a little side bets on too.
Yeah.
And I think too, with sports, it's all about the brotherhood. It's all about the sisterhood. It's the relationships that come from either playing the sport or watching the sport.
Totally. Okay. What about baseball? So my daughter, little fun fact, has sung the anthems, the American and the Canadian at Blue Jays games three times, once against the Orioles, three different teams. And guess what? Every time she sang the anthems, the Blue Jays won.
Okay. Oh, she's a good luck charm. See, I'm very superstitious when it comes to sports. I'm very superstitious. So that, I believe that, because I do the same thing with football. When my team plays, I have to wear this exact same shirt. If I don't, the Blue Jays were doing really well last season, I had my favorite Blue Jays t-shirt and I didn't wash it. I wore it every game. The one time I didn't, they lost.
No way. Oh my God. That's crazy. It's really a thing though. I have a nephew who's very into sports, like obsessed and so into it. And he said there's so many rituals and so many things that he and his friends go through to support their team. So I want to go back to Pigskin for a second because you took that blog, and that's really cool that you did that, by the way. And I want to say this to the listeners. It's true. If you don't have the job at the magazine or at wherever you want it, write, create your own thing. If you don't have the job doing the gig that you want, create your own gig. Like, it's such a smart thing that you said. So you took that blog and you parlayed it into YouTube videos, which really helped women understand sports. And I love that you did that. That was so cool. What was the reaction to that from women?
You know, at first, women were intrigued. Again, this was before all of this became trendy and popular. Now, you know, it's like a self-help book. Everyone has one. So I started just slowly doing it to get to see what the response would be. And then next thing you know, women were like, you know, I've watched it, but I don't quite understand it. So I would bring in the experts because remember, I'm not the expert. I'm here to have fun and I'm learning at the same time as everybody else.
Nice.
But I always said to them, I said, listen, don't dumb it down when you're teaching us this. Don't make it Mickey Mousey.
Yes.
Just put it in terms that I can understand.
Right, right.
And women were like, okay, this is fun. This is great. And then they started realizing that the relationship with their partner changed a little bit because now they're not angry at their guy. Or their partner, sorry, they're not angry that they're spending every Sunday or every Thursday or every night at the game or watching the game. They've got a new interest and they want to be a part of it.
That's great. Don't
beat them. Guys may not like it too much, but that's okay.
It's like, don't beat them, join them, right? It's like, you know what? Be part of it. And then it's just going to be more fun for you as a couple. You've spoken openly, Tracy, about the highs and lows of the industry. Mm-hmm. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced as a woman building a career in sports and the media?
The biggest challenge, and it's not really one that's ever gone away, would be it's always been a male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. No matter where I was, it was always male-dominated. And then a woman shows up to the discussion on the panel and it's like, it's just another pretty face. And you're like, really? And then I start talking and they're like, oh my God. So that's been one of the biggest struggles. And it has been really hard. And of course, at the beginning of my career, it was the other part of it was, well, what school did you graduate from? What schooling do you have? And it's like, okay, I've always been very open. I didn't go. I self-taught myself. Okay. Like I went to the experts. I asked them to teach me.
Even better. Yeah. That's like in the trenches, right?
Yeah. Right. So like that would be an obstacle as well. And I'm really grateful that I crossed paths with Evanoff Communications because they've been so opened to women in media and women owning their spot and breaking those glass ceilings. And Paul Evanoff is one of the trailblazers for women. He supports the trailblazers for women in broadcasting. So
it's great.
That has been a big, big help. And that honestly, it does help. But you still will always have that, you know,
that bias. Yeah. You just have to rise above and meet it and keep going. My dream has always been to be a judge on a reality TV singing show because I love all of them. Like actually American Idol, I've been watching for 20 years, Canadian Idol, AGT, CGT, The Voice, all of them. So I was so excited when I read, and I know we discussed this, that you're a driving force behind the Breakout Artist feature, supporting independent country artists all across Canada. That's so awesome. Tell us more about what you love about doing that, because I just love that gig and that idea.
Yeah, supporting our local artists in Ontario and all across Canada has been a game changer because I didn't realize, again, I'm learning this as I go along as well. And then I realized there's this need for independent artists to be seen and be heard. So we decided, Barry and I sat down, we do the countdown every week, and he had said, we need to do something. Let's do this Breakout Artist. And once we opened up the floodgates, that was it. But the best part about us starting Breakout Artists and supporting independent artists in Canada is that other radio stations who never would have played them or looked at them started raising eyebrows and going, oh, if we're doing it, we should do it. So it has been so awesome to see other stations getting on board and supporting our independent artists.
That's so cool. So I loved Hannah Harper. Mm-hmm. And I knew from the beginning that I wanted her to win American Idol. She was my front runner from day one. Do you know her song, String Cheese? What do you think of her as a new and emerging artist? Because she won American Idol. But I honestly, in her audition on week one of American Idol this season, I said, she's the winner, because every woman in the world knows that feeling of your child saying, can you open my string cheese for me? And everyone's crying and just relating to it as a mom and as a, right?
I love when, because she keeps it real. She sings from the heart. She's singing from her experiences. And we know that being a songwriter, being an artist, being a singer, you know, when you hear someone, like you just said, when you hear somebody that you've never heard before, you just know that they've got it.
They've got it. Yeah.
Yes. So that I was really excited to see that she took it all.
I know. So cool. What do? You work 20 hours a day. So I don't know if you have time to do anything but work because you spend your mornings lifting other people up. But how do you fill your own cup? Do you have any guilty pleasures? Do you like to read, binge watch TV? And if so, what do you like to binge watch?
Do you know what I've been binge watching lately? Dallas.
You're kidding. Dallas?
Dallas. That's why I found an obsession with blush lately. And I listen, I will still wear the no makeup, but lately I've been dipping into this blush because of all the ladies like Pam and Sue Ellen. I'm on season 4 now.
That's hilarious.
I can sit there and just watch them for hours. And what I love about watching the women from the ladies of the 80s.
Yes.
They kept things real. There was no Botox. There was no big boobs. they just had regular breasts, you know, and they just dressed sexy. Yeah. They were owning and they didn't show anything. It's not like they had these itty bitty crop tops that are, you know, we can't find a full length shirt anymore.
It was classy. So. It was classy but sexy. You're right. And they kept it real. It's true. Hair though was very big. There was big hair though.
If I could wear big hair, my hair is just flat. Like I can't get it to stay. Well, maybe a little bit right now.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
There we go. Oh, the hair's right. No. So right now that's what I'm watching. I'm watching Dallas. I mean, I love the Landman, and it's kind of the original Landman in Yellowstone.
Yes. Right.
Right.
That's so cool. I know you have two teenagers. I have a boy and a girl, and recently some baby grandchildren who are my everything. What do you love about spending time with and hanging out with your teens?
Well, actually, my kids are 20 and 22.
Wow. Little bit older teens.
A little bit older. It's a different type of hangout. And I sit back and I watch the kids. And I, you know, they're always going to be our kids. And I look at them and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are cool. Like,
yeah, I know.
Even, you know, you think for the whole time that you're raising your kids, you know, add a bonus kid in there as well, who's 20 as well. And I don't think they don't even listen to me. They don't even know what I do. But when I hear them talk to their friends and they're like, yeah, my mom works on the radio and she knows sports. And she's kind of cool. But when you sit back and you watch their mannerism and their characteristics,
yeah,
you're like, wow, they did listen and they did absorb.
Yeah.
They say
please and thank you. They're polite. They're yes. fabulous. They're loved by their friends. It's really great to see. Is there something you'd like us to know that most people don't know about you?
I am very sensitive. I am very emotional.
When's your birthday?
January 17th. I'm a Capricorn. Stubborn.
Great birthday. I just heard someone else had that birthday. I'm trying to remember. Oh my God, you're not going to believe this, but I think the woman who's my guest tomorrow on the show, who's an amazing person, also a TV host, also has that birthday. That's crazy.
Great birthday. Drivers. Like we're drivers. We're stubborn. Yeah. We're multitaskers. And we get through things. We crawl. We may stop and take a breather, but we don't stop. We get through it. But a lot of people, I'm very sensitive. I am. They're, you know, off camera, off the mic, everything.
Yeah.
I'm my worst enemy as well. I'm a regular female who's going through all these changes as we had at the Small Achievable Goals premiere.
That was great.
Which was an amazing time. I mean, thank you to the ladies there and the whole cast for helping us get through a lot of stuff. But I think people would be very surprised that I also get tired too.
Of course. Yeah. It's exhausting.
It is.
So I'm going to tell you something. It's so interesting though. I read the book, finished reading the book of the guest that's coming on tomorrow, Arja Shepherd, and a great book called Fallosophy. And I read it till 4 a.m. this morning. And I was so tired before this interview, but I'm going to tell you something interesting. You have such a great personality and you're so uplifting that I feel like totally awake. Like I've had a few extra cups of coffee. And I'm honestly, so before this, I was like, I don't know, I'm going to do this. I'm so tired.
I've heard that before and I'm glad that I can get energy and people can just absorb it because I feel the same way with you. I felt the connection and just you're a girl's girl and you're like a bestie and like your energy. I don't know why you said you didn't have any because I was fueling off of you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. So I was going to ask you to sing us out of the show, but you're not going to do that for us. So that's okay. Is there something coming up that you'd love to promote or something that you're looking forward to that you're doing?
Oh my gosh, what am I doing right now? Well, we have a lot of concerts coming our way, which is an amazing experience. Summer of 2026, I'm telling you, those country concerts and all those festivals are awesome. So I'll definitely be at a lot of those. We have our Canadian Country Music Awards coming up. Wow. In September, and there will be a big kickoff party in July. So that's really great. And, you know, just doing a lot of stuff with the Ontario Country Music Association. So there's just, just got to like follow on socials and you'll see where we're going.
That's awesome. So everybody, you got to tune in. There's a question that we ask all of our guests at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Tracy Lynn?
What is bliss? Wow. I think bliss to me, the first thing that comes to my mind is loving myself and being at this stage of my life where I don't have to be anybody else. I don't have to be anybody that anybody expects me to be. I don't need to be a chameleon and just absorb what other people want.
Right.
I can be myself. And to me, that fuels my tank with bliss and joy. And it's so great to really love yourself and like yourself where you don't care what other people think anymore.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So freeing, right? Liberating. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's where I find my bliss in the fact that, hey, I'm not confident. I have struggles. I have insecurities, but I'm at a good space in my life where I really have, I did the work. Yes. I put the work in to find the bliss of knowing myself.
That's fantastic. That's so, you're so inspirational. I really want to thank you so much for being on this show today. It really was delightful to have you here. And I am fully awake. Like, I'm raring to go. I could do five shows now. So that's amazing. What's the best way, Tracy, for people to contact you and connect with you on social media?
They can give me a follow at Tracy Lynn on air. And that is Tracy with no E. T-R-A-C-Y-L-Y-N-N on air, or Hot Country Crew, or Hot Country Radio.
Awesome. And everybody tune in. She's fantastic. What's the, give us the number on the dial.
Hot Country 93.9 and Hot Country 88.5. So we cover GTA, we cover Brantford into Hamilton and all surrounding areas. So stream us at hotcountry939.com or hotcountry885.ca.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. It's really been great having you. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're welcoming back singer-songwriter Maya Gamzu. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. I'm Judy Liebrecht, and we're now welcoming back the very talented singer-songwriter and performer, Maya Gamzu. She's here today to tell us all about her upcoming performance at this year's Honey Jam. And before we talk to her and hear her beautiful voice, let me tell you a little bit more about Maya. Maya Gamzu is a Canadian singer-songwriter and a performer from Toronto, recognized for her powerful vocals, emotional delivery, and dynamic stage presence. In 2023, many of you will remember that she gained national recognition after receiving the Golden Buzzer on Canada's Got Talent, introducing audiences all across Canada to her distinctive voice and to her artistry. In 2024, Maya attended the Berklee College of Music's Aspire Summer Program, I remember that, on scholarship, yeah, where she further developed her skills as a vocalist, songwriter, and live performer while collaborating with musicians from all over the world. This fall, she has just gotten accepted to Berklee College of Music, yay, to continue her studies in music. In 2026, Maya also presented her debut solo concert at Harmony Hall in Toronto, performing a full set of original music and covers. She was selected as one of the featured artists in the 2026 Honey Jam Artist Development Program, and she'll perform her original song, Torn, at the Honey Jam concert at the TD Music Hall on August 20th, 2026. Alongside her live performances, Maya continues to write and release original material, drawing inspiration from pop, R&B, soul, indie, and rock influences. With a growing presence as both a performer and as a songwriter, Maya continues to establish herself as an emerging artist in the contemporary music scene. Maya, congratulations on all this. Wow. Hi. And welcome back. Welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Maya, we all know about your winning appearance on Canada's Got Talent when you won the Golden Buzzer. That's what first brought you to the show. And that was so exciting and well-deserved. And I've continued to follow your career. I was so happy to see you this past week at the Fringe Festival for my daughter Lily's One Woman Show. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Thank you so much. And it was so lovely to catch up and find out that you're going to be part of Honey Jam. And that was so cool because I remember talking to you about this a year ago. And now here you are entering the fray and the excitement. Can you tell us about the Honey Jam audition and how this all evolved?
You know what's funny? It's just like Canada's Got Talent. It's one of those events that everything at first goes wrong, but somehow you figure it out. So yes. Right before the Honey Jam audition, I had a week of performances at my school's musical. We are putting on a Spamalot, which is based on the story of Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Yes.
And it was an intense week. We had shows, like 2 shows per day. It was crazy. And right after Friday, we had dinner and we stayed up, obviously, until 4 a.m. And the next day in the morning, I have to go downtown and do the audition. And I'm telling you, everything that could have went wrong, went wrong. Like, I forgot my bio at home. Oh, I had to go print it at Staples.
Oh, my goodness.
And the audition itself was 1 minute. And I felt like I just came on stage and I left it right away. I was like, what just happened?
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, it's whatever. Like, maximum I fly next year. I was like, I did my best with what I could. But I honestly, I was so surprised when I got a call back.
And So I'm
very grateful. And so far, every single event, everything that's been happening is insanely insightful and so interesting and just great. It's one of the best artist development programs I've ever been to.
Wow. And I know that Elaine Overholt, our wonderful Elaine Overholt, who I know you've worked with for years and Lily has worked with and is a dear friend, is very involved in Honey Jam. In what capacity and what has that been like?
So with Honey Jam, Elaine provides a free vocal lesson with each artist that's in the cohort. And when me and her met up for that lesson, she saw that song before. Like, we worked on that song before. But this time, since there's going to be a live band, it's going to be a bit different. So me and Elaine were cooking up something new with this song, even the version of the song that you'll hear right now.
Wow.
Because we made an arrangement that's a little different.
So, I'm definitely coming. It's August the 20th.
20th, yeah.
And it's taking place where?
TD Music Hall, like Massey Hall, right? It has a TD Music, it's the same place.
Oh, amazing. And we're going to tell you all about that at the end of the show as well.
Indeed,
so
indeed.
That's so exciting. And then I also heard last week, and this is so exciting because I remember when you did the summer program, and that was like a trip in itself. And now you got accepted to the Berklee College of Music. That's really fantastic. Congratulations. What was that audition like? Can you take us to that day?
Ooh, so that audition, I was prepping for like a year and a half.
Wow.
Right? So as soon as I left the summer program, I realized there's some aspects of my musicianship that I have, not necessarily I'm falling behind, but stuff that I want to catch up and stuff that I want to learn before I go into this audition and stuff like music theory, ear training, all of that technically boring stuff, you know? So I worked a lot on ear training, sight singing, and music theory.
Wow.
And so when the moment came, right, and told me the audition date, which was like in December, I was, okay, this stuff I got, now I need to work on the song itself. Prepared 2 pieces. I flew into Boston with my dad.
So exciting.
We flew in the morning, like 8 a.m., and then the audition was up 2. I think it was great. What I love about Berklee the most is that they treat music as fun. They don't treat it as like, do this and do that. I would even say that the whole skill section, right? There's the audition part, like there's the singing your song part, and then there's the technical stuff.
Yes.
I'd say the technical stuff was much funner than the like actual song itself, because you just vibe and you improvise and you do the side singing, and they're so accepting and supporting. And even the students there, they're like, you know, we all messed up that part too. Don't worry about it.
And you know what's so, you know what's so interesting? I'm really seeing you as an artist. You know, there's musicians out there who play a song, write a song. You have become, and you are becoming, and I'm seeing this, a real artist. The way you speak, the fact that you're aware of ear training and all of the things that you're doing that are really digging deep, because this is obviously the career that you are going to be in.
I can imagine anything beside it. I love it.
And I know that. And I think it loves you too.
Thank you.
Also, I want to congratulate you on this. And I'm sorry that I wasn't able to attend this, but you had a solo concert that took place on April 24th. You put it all together yourself. You had over 100 people there, which is awesome. Can you tell us what inspired you to do it and what it was like?
Okay, so once I got into Berklee College of Music, I did get a scholarship, but it's just a very expensive school that is in the States.
Yes.
So it's insanely hard to finance. And so I was thinking of what can I do? You know, there's very little actually scholarships for students like me who want to apply to the States, a Canadian student wanting to apply States for art.
Yes.
Right. We have engineering, computer science, all of that. But art is like, apparently we don't fund that. Sorry. So I was thinking of ways of what can I do? And some very close friends that are also in the industry, they were like, how about you do a concert? And I'm like, I can't do that. What? A solo concert that's like an hour and a half? I can't do that.
What? Wow, wow, wow.
But then the idea just stuck to me. And the more I did stuff towards it, finding a venue, doing this and that and promoting, I'm like, okay, I think I'm figuring this out. Elaine did help me a lot, especially in the stuff that I just didn't know what to do. For example, like my set list, right? I had so many songs I wanted to put in and I just made a list of every single song I ever sang in my life.
Nice.
And I'm like, this, but what order? And so Elaine helped me a lot with that.
She's so great at that. I know. She's so amazing.
She's such a powerful business woman, you know? Like, yes. I love her so much. Yeah, it was a journey, and promoting it was a journey, and everything together. And I was so nervous the day off, finding musicians, finding the venue.
Wow.
Organizing set lists, getting people. But I was surprised how many people actually love what I do. You know, I didn't expect. I was like, okay, maybe like 25 people will show up.
And but then over 100.
Yeah.
And you became a producer. So you were not only the talent and the singer, and you've written a lot of the music yourself. So your own compositions, your own, you know, original music, but you became a producer of sorts as well, right? Like, you have an idea now of how to do this.
Yeah. And what's weird is like, you just do stuff. You don't think about it. Because if you look at the whole picture, you're like, that's impossible to do.
Right.
But then you just start doing step by step, and you're like, okay, I guess I did it. It happened. It's done.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. Well, I bet this song was part of the concert.
It was.
So I have to tell you, when I asked you, can you send me something? I'd love to hear what you've been up to. And I'm not just saying this. I was blown away when I heard one of your most recent songs, Torn. So can you set it up for us? What inspired you to write it and set up the song for us?
Okay, so Torn is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago. And it's about betrayal. It's about a person you thought you knew so well and you connected in the best way possible. And then you realize that that wasn't the person at all. They were completely something else.
I know someone like that. I'm relating to this completely. Everybody has a story. Everybody can relate to this song,
of
right?
Of course. And that's why, you know, that's why I write the music, because through this song, I healed. Yeah. Each time I would sing it, each time I would work on it, I would let the feelings out. And then now when I sing it, I like this song. It's like an art form of what I felt at that moment. It's like little time frame that I cut out from my life, and I have something to always carry with me, you know?
Oh, it's amazing.
I love music, and that's what music does. It heals us. It helps us.
I got to tell you, it healed me to listen to it. It didn't just heal me. It elevated me, because it's that good. So without further ado, I'm so delighted to play for all of you Maya Gamzu's original Torn. Let's all have a listen.
Drowning in the palm of your hands, I'm suffocating. My tears run as you watch me cry again. Shouting, but my words won't change a thing of the things you did. You say you're wrong, but I know damn well you don't care about anything at all, except yourself, of course. Right now I feel so wrong, I'm torn. Lies face and tell me that you will change and make us complete again. Smiling, you smile as if it's okay, pretending to be the same. You say you're wrong, but I know damn well you don't care about anything at all.
My gosh, Maya. That was absolutely spectacular.
Thank you so much.
Your tone, your voice, the emotion, the phrasing, that was really, really beautiful. How can people listen to the song?
So for now, it's in release, but before Honey Gem, I have a date in set, but I'm not telling you yet.
Oh, you're going to put it on your Instagram. And what's your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram handle is Maya, M-A-Y-A, then dash Gamzu, G-A-M-Z-U, dash, and then official.
Amazing. And is this on TikTok as well, or are you really sticking to Instagram?
I think Instagram mostly, YouTube as well. These are my two main platforms.
There's a question we ask all of our guests at the end of the show, and I know we've asked it to you before. So my new question for you is going to be, what is bliss these days? For Maya Gamzu.
You know, my answer is always, Judy, music.
Of course.
That's what I said last time. That's what I'll say all the time. For me, the most bliss I can have in a day is either sitting down and listening to music, or sitting down and writing music, or sitting down and making music, or making music with other people. That's the most blissful I feel. That's when I feel high above the sky flying.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, the bliss for us is listening to your music. Aww. So that's why it really works.
Thank you so much.
It's just so lovely. Thank you for making this happen
on
such short notice.
Thank you for inviting me.
And it's always a delight and a pleasure. Each week we spotlight fabulous people like Tracy Lynn and Maya Gamzu who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, meditation or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is look up Judy Leibrock. We did a little bit of breathing off the top. Always good to breathe, especially for the breathless, right? It's a good thing. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guests, Tracy Lynn and Maya Gamzu, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Lori Quinn, audio engineer Juliana Yannuziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. And also special thanks to Garrett Florist for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. For everyone here, I'm Judy Leibrock, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.